Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P-070 regarding Mr. Scott Lang. The time is now 10:02 a.m. on February 23rd, 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves today with their title and purpose. We'll start off with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel, the investigating investigator.
I'm Brandon Eaton, investigator.
Thank you.
Orlene Laura, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Ms. Crawford?
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you. And then if I could have my EAC members introduce themselves.
I'm Stan Connick. I'm an architect.
Thank you.
David Brotman, architect.
Thank you.
Jason Culver, architect.
Thanks.
And I'm Michael Kravitz, architect.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson?
Brian Anderson, architect.
Thank you. And then a ledger, Mr. Kuhn.
Oh, yeah, this is Mark Coolwine, Coolwine Contracting, a general contractor.
Thank you, sir. And our respondent, Mr. Lang.
Scott Lang, architect.
And our board counsel.
Good morning. Scott Donna, Assistant Attorney General, acting board counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Thank you, sir. Just a few quick reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what's being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the audio recording so we can be sure who said what. To avoid disruptions, all cell phones will need to either be turned off or placed on silent mode. And that's usually more of a reminder for me than anybody else. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act had occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting, or EAC committee meeting, is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 18th of 2022 related to an architectural project in Phoenix, Arizona on or about February 1st of 2020. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I would like to ask all committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each of you by name, and if you can signify yes or no, whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Comer?
No conflicts, good to move forward.
Thank you. Mr. Kravitz?
No conflicts.
Thanks. Mr. Brotman?
No conflicts.
Thank you. Mr. Connick?
No conflicts.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Anderson?
No conflicts.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the ledger and then respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party, okay, that doesn't actually apply. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. So when we do go into executive session, Mr. Ling, when we get to that point, I'm going to ask you to disconnect, and then we'll give you a call back when it's your turn for an interview.
Okay.
So that'll come up here in just a minute. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews, review evidence. Committee members making the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. So if I could get a motion from someone.
So moved, Michael Kravitz.
Thank you. Can
second,
I get a second?
David Brotman.
Awesome, thank you. And we'll need to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Comer?
Yes.
Mr. Kravitz?
Yes.
Mr. Brotman?
Yeah.
Mr. Connick?
Yes.
And Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. So we can go ahead and go into an executive session. Mr. Lane, if you could disconnect for us when we're done interviewing a ledger, we'll give you a call for your turn.
Okay. Very good.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank
you. I'll disconnect right now, I take it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.